Thank you for talking with me today, Ed Tenholz with AFSC as their product coordinator. Thanks for coming on today.
Happy to be here. Thank you, Erica.
Yeah. Now, I understand you know about the Canada-Alberta Livestock Feed Assistance Initiative. A lot of people don't know if they're not in the agriculture sector, so what exactly is it?
So on August 6th of this past year, the Government of Alberta announced an agri-recovery response called the 2021 Canada-Alberta Livestock Feed Assistance Initiative. This initiative was to help address the extraordinary costs being incurred by Alberta's livestock producers because of the reduced grazing capacity caused by not only the prolonged dry weather, but the extreme high temperatures as well. So the response was to provide some support and cash flow for the livestock producers and beekeepers in Alberta, and eligible grazing females qualified for a payment amount, which was different for different animals, but an example would be beef cows qualified for up to $200 per head.
Okay, and the initiative started because producers are having a hard time with money financially or keeping their animals?
Yeah, the initiative provided support and cash flow for again, the livestock producers and beekeepers, and it looked at the management and maintenance of Alberta's breeding herds due to the drought. Certainly, they run into, you know, the feed shortage created some expenses that had to happen, you know, immediately in order to manage the herds through the challenges of late 2021.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that there has been two payments of it to producers that were eligible for it, and now AFSE has the calculation of program benefits available. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, the calculation of program benefits for phase two is out from the initiative are now available. So producers who have received their payment and applied online can view, print, or download their calculation of program benefits through AFSC Connect. The producers who applied via paper or downloadable application, they will receive a paper statement by mail. And the calculation of program benefits includes a breakdown of the payment that you've received for phase two. The phase one statement has already been out there.
What would you need the calculation for?
It would be for producers to understand the payment that they received, the breakdown of how that payment was calculated as well. So just to understand how the program responded for them.
Okay. Do you know off the top of your head or numbers-wise how many producers partook in the assistance?
Absolutely. We had more than 11,000 producers participated in this agri-recovery response, and benefits were provided based on applications that included approximately 2 million grazing animals.
Wow. And is that a large number of producers in the province that got that?
Yeah, it was really a robust response to this program. There was a large need in the province, and so not surprisingly, we had a large response from the agriculture community.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, this helped producers financially right now. Is this going to help them in the future? Is there thoughts about extending it or it being implemented when there's more hardships?
Well, the recovery initiative provided approximately $350 million to Alberta producers of grazing animals and bees. And agri-recoveries are always designed to target the specific response that the producers will need to do to manage the problem. So this response provides support and cash flow to the livestock producers and beekeepers to manage and maintain their breeding animals. But we will be keeping an eye on how the year unfolds. The agri-recovery framework is there. You know, if we find ourselves needing to work with industry to assess a potential response, we will do that.
Well, thank you for talking with me today about the Canada-Alberta Livestock Feed Assistance Initiative, Ed Tenholz with AFSC.
Thank you, Erica, for having me.